podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Do I sound okay? Because it seems like all of a sudden you'll be saying something, Tim, and then you'll just stop.
Yeah,
pretty
sure it's you, Noah, because the same thing happens to us for you.
Let me try talking in one long, clear voice. Did that screw up or no?
He just kept talking in one long, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic so that no one had a chance to interrupt him. It was really quite hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
What the fuck?
Incredibly unbroken
to topic. We shall now recite the Star Trek chant of faith.
Om Tribble Kapla.
As you may guess, that was from an episode of Star Trek, Noah.
Okay.
The Next Generation, Noah, since there are like eight to choose from.
This is true.
Yes.
I thought, for a second, I thought Annie was doing a weird Werner Herzog impression.
Werner Herzog, Patrick Stewart, they all sound the same.
Werner Herzog, foreign. Patrick Stewart.
I think we know what they all sound like. Hey! I'm foreign! Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about some first world problems, the new iPhone, racism in video games, we talk about some TV and movies, and we question our sanity. And when you hear this sound... I'm just kidding. When you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Tancast! Back again.
Sigh.
Was that slow on your end, Andy? Or is my internet
No,
bad?
It was him.
Oh, okay.
Or it was both of us. Who knows? Maybe our internets have synchronized swatches.
Only because it was Tancast again.
That was a remix!
Dude, you can't even get the mix yet. You can't have a remix if you don't know the words.
Sure you can. Look at every single thing that Will I Am has done where he's singing.
Have you guys seen the What Does the Fox Say video?
Yes, no. That is weird. Hello?
Sorry, my wife decided to make out with me just there as I was trying to make a point.
Yeah. That's another way to win an argument.
Tanel goes, oh, I made a point. She says bye.
With his Disney.
Anyway, so you haven't heard of this, Andy? It's like the Norway's version of The Lonely Island.
Oh, no, I have not.
Like, I can't, at my day job, someone brought it up, and I could not stop listening to it.
I did not find it funny.
The chorus reminded me of that, the gif of that race car. No, it wasn't a gif. I think it was a flash animation where it's like,
yeah.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So should I listen to the Fox thing right now, or should we continue and I'll just pretend it was very funny?
Yeah, you can probably just continue and you can pretend it's very funny.
Okay. Well, speaking of things from Scandinavian countries that have kind of caught attention, I've been watching a bunch of videos by PewDiePie. Does no one know who this is?
Say who?
Tim doesn't know who this is.
Okay. He's a Swedish dude who does like video game commentary, so he does like a bunch of those Let's Play, like, Let's Play This Game. And he sort of like does commentary over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, I'm sure, is the Swedish accent, but some of it is just like when he like tosses words and images or like pictures or whatever, little clip art things and whatnot up on the screen as he's talking. Just for some reason seems to add to the humor while he's yelling and screaming about something in this video game that popped out and startled him. And then he's transcribing like whatever the words that sounded closest to the noises he was making were. It comes out quite funny. So he has, I think, the most popular like video game commentary channel on YouTube. But yeah, I fell into PewDiePie a couple of days ago, and it was like clawing my way back to the surface. I'm like, oh, that's what sunlight's like.
So, Tim, this is what Andy does when he's not editing episode 207.
Episode 207.
Which is pretty much all the time.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm so glad we found out what you're doing instead of getting that gem to the people.
Hey, Noah. Yes. Guess what I have access to at work? The internet. Guess what I don't have access to at work?
A laptop that you can bring with you freely anywhere you go?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I've edited episodes at work, so don't tell me you can't edit episodes at work, my friend.
Yes, I guess I could bring my Mac all the way to work and then put the headphones
all
on.
All the way to work.
Ooh, that, it's a MacBook Air, meaning it's so heavy.
And the thing is, the farther you get it away from home, the heavier it becomes.
It
that's
does.
Why that that's why distance is important.
Dude, do you want me to blow out a tire? Because it will total. I gotta center that thing exactly right in the car.
Oh man.
Kudos, gentlemen. Balls successfully busted.
But on the heels of that, I want to say, if you are not reading 30 Days and 30 Blogs, Part 3, this week, or this month, you should definitely, you know, because I'm blogging every day in the month of September. It's on the site. But I did a blog because this crazy woman overreacted to Darth Vader on the internet. Andy
pause. A crazy woman overreacted to who? Darth Vader!
A guy pretending to be Darth Vader on Twitter.
You just skated past them, but she got pissed off at a fictional character.
Who she doesn't even follow, so I don't even understand how she got to him to get irritated by him. But Andy broke that woman down in the comment sections. It's astounding. So I put a link in the show notes to the first blog, and that I didn't read Andy's breakdown before I wrote the second blog, which is unfortunate, but because I made the mistake of interacting with her, and she lit me up as well.
Oh man, I read her lighting you up. It like imagine a toddler with like a can of hairspray and a lighter. I'm pretty sure she got more burned than you did.
I don't know if you read my second one. The fact that she was explaining it to others, like, oh, I swore too much yesterday. I should say some Hail Marys. I'm like, no one swore at you. Why? What do you think that you were justified in all that swearing?
To which she said, fuck you, nigger.
No, I didn't say that.
Except she said it FUQUNGGR !! Symbol for boron.
She claims to be an author, and she also called out a friend of mine for some bad grammar and then proceeded to have some horrible grammar in the same series of tweets.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what's worse? every move you make, everywhere that I found like traces of her on the internet, it's exactly that bad. It's not just like Twitter, hey, I got a lot of shit to say in 140 characters. Like... punctuation is not just optional, it is to be frowned upon.
You know what, Andy? I'm glad I'm your friend, because you scare me.
Did you read it, Manoa?
Yes. I'm sorry I ever made fun of you, Andy. Hey, take it all back.
Oh, you know, really, that was just like 15...
You know what? Take your time with episode 207. It's okay.
Yes. Yes. Fear me. Fear me, for I have Google.
Good times.
See, kids, that's why I'm Mysterious Andy's, because... if you're not Mysterious Andy on the internet, then some asshole with Google is going to go find every single forum you've ever signed up for in about 15 seconds.
Oh, man.
You know what made her super easy to find? Just looking at her tweets, like look for a couple of turns of phrase that she uses over and over and over again that are like all misspelled and mangled, but always misspelled and mangled the same way. Google
Jesus
search
Christ.
For those. You'll find more of her.
Wow. He's like a profiler.
I'm like an asshole with Google. Let's not make too much of a big deal about this.
He's like the weird genius guy from Criminal Minds.
it's like it was a pattern. Like, well, first of all, you can go Google for her name and you find a bunch of
shit. I mean,
shit.
These are literally lines from the show. I don't know what you mean.
I'm not like this guy.
It was a pattern.
Totally.
Tell us more, Dr. Reed.
Clearly a pattern. Yeah, she said Tuesday, but she misspelled it T-E-W-S-D-U-Y every single time. It's a pattern.
So then I looked up all the misspellings of that Tuesday and cross-referenced it with her picture.
Anyway, that's how I knew she hacked up four more people in the basement before we got to her, because fuck this show, we hate you.
Yay, the good guys are going to win. Aww.
You're not still watching that show, are you?
No. Certainly not new episodes. Occasionally, if it's on Ion Television and we're not watching anything else, we'll leave it on. But we'll usually be like, you know what? Never mind. I think I know how this
just
ends.
Just because it's too dark.
Unhappily. Yeah, it's just, no. Actually, since we moved, we haven't set up the TiVo for anything. So I don't know if new shows are starting yet, but we've missed them if they are.
There's some new stuff starting this week. Like, I think Sleepy Hollow starts on Monday.
Okay, couldn't give a shit.
Ooh, not going to be watching that.
Really? It's got Clancy Brown, probably for one episode, but also John Cho.
The only new things I'm going to watch are Marvel and Almost Human.
I'm going to watch both of those, too. I'm thinking I'm going to watch the new Michael J. Fox one.
Oh, yeah, Tim will, right?
That's so many new shows, plus I got to add my old shows. Viewing.
First world problems.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, these are the firstiest of first
world
problems.
There's too much entertainment.
How am I ever going to make time for this entertainment? I'm sitting on my ass and staring blankly at a box.
But I got other shit to do, Andy. I got commitments.
I understand.
Sometimes I wonder what other worlds think of us. Like, oh fuck, man, too many shows.
You know what I realize?
Fortunately, other worlds are probably not listening to this podcast.
Because they don't even have the internet yet.
Not only that, no one's listening to this podcast. So.
Yes.
Well, I mean other worlds, other countries.
Yes.
Other places.
I knew what you meant.
I assumed you meant like the second and third worlds.
Not like Vulcan
Mars,
and Klingon,
yes.
And, you know, Endor.
Klingon, come on. Kronos. Or Kwonos.
Right.
I find myself looking forward to the day when there are self-driving cars, not because it's going to make the world a safer place, but because then I'll be able to watch more TV while I commute.
Jesus Christ.
And yes, I know exactly what that says.
I have a vision of Andy's future. One day, we haven't heard from Andy in like 6 months, so we go and track him down,
guys,
and bust in this
guys,
room.
I watched it all! I finally watched it all!
He's fused with his couch. He's gained like 300 pounds. He's bought, and he used his savings to buy 10 more TVs.
Oh, genius, that's how I could do it! Thank you, Noah. You've unlocked the secret.
You ever see Wally? That will be Andy.
I'm just going to get one of those little like flexible arm things that you can use to hang up like things that you're transcribing, sheets of paper, like from the side of your monitor. Except I'm going to hang that directly from my head and put an iPad on it. I'll never have to interact with humanity again.
I wonder, like, in the future, if you'll be able to jack shows directly into your brain and be able to watch them in a fraction of the time just because you're directly interfacing, like, with your brain. Like, you know how when you dream, like, all this stuff happens
in such a short period of time? I think the day they do that is the day that horror movies stop being popular. Because what you're really talking about, Noah, is jacking in, like, memories. And you know that the horror movie people are going to go straight from, like, hey, let's build memories of having seen this horror movie, straight to, hey, let's do memories of having lived it, because that's more extreme.
Oh, man. You know, the thing that makes me... One of the things that makes me sad about dying, I mean, I've gotten more comfortable with over the years. It's just, like, I want to see the crazy shit we're going to do in the future. Like, you know, even if it's not good, like, just maybe fucked up shit. Like, just what are we going to do in the future to, like, entertain ourselves and just, yeah, like, what's going to become of the world?
Yeah. Like, people who died in the early 60s did not see somebody walking on the moon. Then again, people born in the 70s also did not see someone walking on the moon.
Burn.
Get your shit together, America.
Yeah, take that, 70s.
No, I was talking about the space program.
Yeah.
Like, we did it. We went to the moon. Let's never go back. Yeah, why bother? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello?
Just okay. Just contemplating the sad state of science funding in America.
Dude, we got wars with Syria we gotta fund. Syria.
We got wars with hysteria Syria. We gotta fund. You know what?
I said Syria, like the like Syria. A combination of Syria and that thing on my iPhone.
Syria, should we shoot tactile missiles at them?
Tactile.
I am busy gassing my own people. Please ask again later.
I would really like to declare war on Syria, because apparently Siri learned this week. Well, no, Siri learned a couple of months ago that there's a program, very popular, like routing program called Waze, W-A-Z-E. And suddenly when I'd say launch Waze, she'd launch the program. And then this week apparently had a fucking aneurysm. It's like, Siri, launch Waze. You don't have a program called Waze. Yes, I fucking do, you cunt.
Oh, man, so did you have to actually unlock your screen and, like, swipe over to it and, like, touch the little icon? Is that what happened?
While driving? Yes, Noah, I did. And you know what? I risked other people's lives so I could get my GPS program up.
You could pull over, sir.
On the freeway, sure. I'm going to pull over for my GPS.
So you did not know where you were going.
No, it's a routing program. It's like, hey, traffic looks like it might be getting a little bit shitty. Let me pull up Waze and see if it wants to route me around this.
Oh, man. Oh, well, so you had to sit in some traffic in your magical car?
Noah. I work 40 miles from my house. That is a long-ass commute.
Oh, man, it must be tough having a car that takes you places.
If Siri can get me home in an hour instead of an hour and 30 minutes, that's an extra half an hour with my wife and child before we go to bed, and I get up and
Andy,
do it all over again.
Logic is not going to work on me. I'm fucking with you.
Oh, I recognize this, but saying this with a slight edge to my voice is the way I'm not screaming at you right now. You fucker.
Tim is just sitting back and laughing. Look at him go.
All right. I feel better.
So how was everyone else this week?
Oh, wait. It's time for a new segment.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I have to tell you, finding that song that I was sort of singing was quite a challenge.
Google needs a, like search by humming. They got searched by images. They need to be able to go in there. I think it's kind of like da 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 da.
I don't know what that song is.
Can't Shazam do that?
No.
I don't think you can sing to it.
No, I'm pretty sure you can sing to it.
Let's find out.
Hey, I have Shazam. Hang on a second, because I want to find out what that song is. I've been wondering for years what that song is. I've never been able to find it.
The march one I just did.
Oh, you know what? It may be Soundhound. Soundhound
may be the one. I don't know how much.
Sorry, it's Soundhound.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, you cock teasing whore.
So, Soundhound allows you to hum or sing a song that's in your head, and the app will recognize it.
We still don't have flying cars, but fuck me, is the future magical.
Anyway, that song is called Fine and Dandy, and I was able to find it because I searched, because I remember there was an episode of Family Guy where Jesus was performing magic tricks, and he was going da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. So I googled song Jesus sings Family Guy, and it eventually got it. Fine and Dandy is the name of that song, in case you're wondering.
The internet is truly amazing. You know what I was thinking about the other day? I was watching a clip of Beastie Boys on Arsenio Hall. And I remember when it used to be, like, exciting. Like, and maybe it's still exciting for some people. Like, when your favorite band would show up on a show because, like, you know, there's no other way to see them. Like, you know, the internet wasn't what it is now where it's just like, oh, I want to listen, you know, see that a live recording of my favorite band. And you just type into YouTube. Whereas, like, you know, it was like an event, like, oh, shit, your Beastie Boys is going to be on blah, blah, blah. I need to stay up and watch that.
Yeah.
Now I just feel like, I'm like, oh, I don't really care. I could probably watch whatever it is online later.
Yep.
Like, if I have the desire, I can just probably watch something else, you know, comparable
now,
right then.
Now it's like, hey, did you hear that Daft Punk was supposed to be on Colbert 3 days ago and didn't show up? No, what happened? Well, he actually did this whole montage that was really, really clever. Oh, that's great. Give me a sec. That was really fun. Thank you.
Our lives are changing, my friend.
They are. So now that we've heard the theme and discussed its genesis, how was everyone's week?
Mine was
Tim
good.
Tilder?
Yeah, sorry. Oh. I'm downloading SoundHound.
Ah.
Never mind what my age is, asshole. I'll fucking just use the program.
My week was good. A little busy at work, but not too busy. I'm excited about the new iPhone. I went and looked at a HTC One, and I decided, like, you know what? iPhone's good enough for me. I don't need a bigger screen, and I think I'm not a power user. I'm just like, you know what? Sure, yeah, I'd like to switch out some of the apps, but for the most part, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's like, I just want it to work well. I want it to do what it's fucking supposed to do. And with the exception of Siri, the iPhone seems to do all that.
I mean, the biggest things I don't like, the two biggest things is, like, I would like some better notification lock screen thing that you can set up.
Yep. And they are improving the lock screen notifications with iOS 7, but I don't know that it's still going to be up to snuff with one of them.
Some customization would be nice. You know, that's probably not gonna happen. And also being able to hide apps that you don't use that are the stock apps.
I'd like that. I would really, really, really still love to have a more glanceable interface, kind of like what the Palm Web OS and what Microsoft Windows Phone can do with, like, the live tiles and shit.
I mean, honestly, I think it's coming. I think, you know, a lot of people say Apple, I think, tends to kind of hold back features so they have something else to present. Like, oh, you know, people seem to like this. Now we'll do this.
Yeah,
like, but all that, they're adding, like, you know, quick toggles for certain things that you use.
That is true. That is true. Those are finally coming in. You know, I don't know that they're holding that stuff back so much as just there's a limited amount of shit you can do in a year.
All right, it could be someone said, I think on some level they may be like kind of like just holding back. And also I think it may be like, you know, oh, we want to make sure we get this just right.
Yeah. Well, and all the pieces kind of have to fit together. So it's like if this piece relies on that piece and that piece isn't ready, this piece waits.
How's Tim doing over there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tim's thinking about boobs.
Tim was trying to get this SoundHound feature to where it doesn't work for shit.
No.
Bullshit.
Are you humming?
Yeah. Oh, I muted it because I didn't want to interrupt your guys' conversation.
Yeah. Tim, hum better.
How about you hum on my dick?
Hum on my dick!
Hi! I'm on the dick!
Perhaps he's wondering why you're not humming on his dick.
Hop, hop, hop.
You merely adopted the humming. I was born in it.
I think I want to do another. Next time we have to be off for a week, I'm going to do another short story where Bane, Batman, Harry Carey interact with each other.
Wow, that's going to be interesting.
Look at my dick. Yeah, look at his dick.
Harry Carey is Robin.
Yeah, me and Tim are going to a baby shower today.
Andy, don't get jealous.
I'm trying.
It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a co-ed one. I'm sure it'll be exciting.
Maybe there'll be some bitches for Noah.
Maybe. They'll be walking around going, oh, all these people are getting all this attention from having a baby. Quick, someone put a baby in my butt.
And I'll be like, hey, you want one of those?
You want a mocha latte, baby?
You want to get, you know, 50 pounds heavier with swollen feet and stretch marks? I'll do it for you, girl.
I can make those titties bigger, girl. Come on, yeah.
Last week, Lindsay posted, I'm glad to see you guys are having a slightly pro-feminist bent. Well, fuck that. Tim ruins it in one thing. Maybe there'll be some bitches there for Noah.
I still got to say, being the idiots that we are, I think we're leading by counterexample. So we are secretly feminist.
we're showing
subtly,
you what not to do.
Subtly feminist. Yes.
We're just giving the feminist side ammunition. Like, see, you don't want to be like these guys, do you?
Nope.
Not at all.
Speaking of feminism, have you guys seen the new Miley Cyrus video?
Yes, the one where she's on a wrecking ball.
Yes.
Noah, you can always answer that question for me with no.
I did. I
had, oh God!
I had to mute it. I still couldn't fap to it.
Tim, you should watch it.
Why? Is it good?
It's just hot.
Hey, oh.
Well, I should preface that. If you find Miley Cyrus attractive, then you should like this video.
I don't like the short hair.
No.
Okay.
You know,
I like
the problem
when she
is?
Had the long, luscious locks.
She got the Will Smith ears. She got to get the hair to cover those.
I thought that was the Jen Smith ears.
I was not paying attention to the ears in that video.
Like when people try and point out Megan Fox's thumbs. I'm like, buddy, I wasn't aware she had thumbs.
I thought she just had two flippers.
Now is not the time.
Megan Fox could have tentacles. I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, so the video is just her in like a tank top and underwear, and then a naked on a wrecking ball.
Yeah. She keeps all the bits covered.
Oh, so is it slightly. Called Wrecking Ball?
I believe so.
Yes.
All right.
Or I'm going to wreck
that
it.
That is all the video. Just a wrecking ball, wrecking stuff, her singing, naked on the wrecking ball, more singing in underwear, naked on the wrecking ball.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. Just want you guys to know.
Most likely get it.
Instead of being able to watch this, I have to watch an ad for it.
Well, thanks, Tim. Thanks for tossing that in. I appreciate you contributing.
This section of How Was Everybody's Motherfucking Week is brought to you by Grand Theft Auto 5. Buy it or don't buy it. We don't give a fuck. Worst ad ever.
We make no money.
So here's something I was thinking about.
Wait, speaking of naked, really quickly, Noah, did we discuss the fact that there's a naked video of Lady Gaga floating around now?
We did not. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out there and see. If you find her attractive, hey, you should seek this out. It's some weird...
It's performance art thing.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me.
It's some sort of performance art methodology thing, and it's named after the lady.
I think you get to see the full Monty, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, she really brushed her teeth for this video. Those are some clean white teeth. I should point out for the listeners, it's a close-up on her face for the first 30 seconds of the video.
I thought maybe you were on the Lady Gaga thing, and you blew that thing up, and we're looking for a vagina dentata.
No.
Vagina dentata?
Oh, Noah!
Isn't that teeth?
It's a whole concept of there being teeth in a lady bits.
Oh, there's a movie called Teeth.
Yes, and it's about vagina dentata.
I did not know that was the word for it.
Indeed.
Oh, she's crying. Don't cry, Miley. It's okay, baby.
She's not naked. She's got a tank top on.
She gets naked.
Oh, she gets naked.
Well, get on with it, woman. And stop licking a sledgehammer. That's unsanitary.
Lick that sledgehammer, girl.
Wow.
Lick Noah's hammer.
Wow.
Wow, like yes? Good?
That's just a lot of nakedness.
Stop licking the goddamn
sledgehammer.
Lick it, Miley.
There's nothing sexy about licking a sledgehammer.
There's so much sexy about licking a sledgehammer. My dick is shaped like a sledgehammer. It turns me on.
My dick is shaped like a naked mole rat. Just throwing that out there. It does have their teeth protruding through the skin in the front, too. It's very odd.
I was just about to ask if it had the teeth. It's terrible. Oh, get that image out of your head, listeners. Andy's standing there naked with his little ball rat penis.
Hey, listeners, you want to see what I'm working with?
their visual is just of a monkey, so they don't have the same visual you and I do, Andy and Noah.
Just an ape with this little mutant rat thing.
So here's a question I have. My friend sent me a picture of one of the Grand Theft Auto advertisements, and it has one of the main characters, and it just says Grand Theft Auto. The main character they chose happened to be black.
Okay.
And they're like, racist? I'm like, well, it's not really racist there, because that is actually a character in the game.
Yeah,
but,
and of the three main characters in the game, he is the one not white one. I'm sure there's two other ads with the other two guys.
When do you cross the line from just, like, presenting, like, reality to racism? Like, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas relies heavily on stereotypes. And granted, like, you know, the place they're depicting probably, you know, if you look at the demographics, has a lot of, like, Hispanics and blacks living there. you know, that may or may not act a certain way. So I'm like, when do you cross that line?
You know, I always took Grand Theft Auto San Andreas to be closer to like a pastiche of like 90s hip hop gangsta whatever movies, like, you know, like Boys in the Hood and New Jack City and stuff like that. Well, I guess New Jack City is set on the wrong coast, but things like Friday and.
So you think they're just copying art that is already out there?
Yeah, I think they were more going. Not for like a sense of real reality, although there's some, well, until shit really goes off the rails, you know, there's some stuff in there that it's like, you know, like this seems kind of true, but maybe blown up a little bit, you know, maybe all the colors a little brighter, all the emotions a little closer to the surface kind of thing. But yeah, I kind of took it as like, it's not so much like you are playing as a guy who is a street thug coming up and is going to like eventually take over and become like, you know, this godfather or crime lord, whatever. That it was more of like you're playing to the tropes of like a 90s street gang film. And it's set in the 90s and the music's from the 90s, and like that whole thing just kind of together.
But do you think if they're presenting like minorities in a negative light that because it's already been out there, like, that's still not racist?
I don't know. I think it kind of, like, walks the fine line because it is stuff that's, like, it's inspired from the art of the time, and it is set in that time and in that place. But you're right.
So when do you think it crosses, like, the racist mind? Like, you know, if they made it seem like every black person, like, is a drug dealer, like, I was just thinking, like, I'm like, where does things cross that line? Like, what makes something... one thing not racist, like, because, I mean, obviously sometimes it's obvious, but sometimes I'm like, you know, is this obvious or is this just a representation of, you know, what the reality is like? You know, Boys in the Hood, right? You no one would call that movie racist, you know, because it's depicting true stuff that happened. You know, there are, you know, people who live in ghettos, who shoot each other, like...
Yeah.
I guess, you know, when does it kind of cross that line between, like, you know, this is how things really are, as in to, like, you know, we're representing something that isn't true? I don't know. It's just something else to think about.
I don't know. No, I think it may fall under that same porn test of, like, you'll know it when you see it. But that's so subjective. Then it's like it could be racist to somebody and not racist to another person.
I think it's just they've meant to say everything is racist, so don't talk about minorities.
Yeah, that's probably it. I think, because it's the thing about stereotypes is you will find people who do act in a stereotypical fashion for, you know, whatever is expected of them. It's just because they do. Well, within certain limits. I mean, there are some stereotypes that are just so fucking far out there that it's like, no, I don't even know how the fuck that thing came up, because nobody, even the worst behaved example of whatever culture or ethnicity or nationality or whatever that person is supposed to represent isn't going to be that fucking insane. But,
yep.
God, I don't know. I don't know when it gets racist, Noah. And you know what, as a white dude, I don't think I'm allowed to know. I think I got to assume it's probably racist.
As a pretty white-looking black dude, I'm kind of in the same boat as Andy.
It's funny, I went to a bicycle coalition meeting, which is, you know, basically they're trying to improve the roads for, you know, people to ride their bikes, mm-hmm. More bike lanes, stuff like that. And I don't know if you, well, obviously all the listeners don't know how San Francisco is laid out, but there's a couple different parts. And there's one part called the Bayview Hunters Point, and that's where a lot of like minorities live, low income people. And they're doing a breakdown of like, you know, how many members are in each of these areas. And in that area, it was like 1%. And then as we started to talk about, like, the problems that people are upset about, I was like, fuck, these are, like, such, like, not just white people problems, but, like, middle-class people problems. Like, oh, you know, the taxi was in the bike lane. You know, who do I call about that? I'm like, fuck, like, you know, like, that is a problem for someone. And not that it isn't a problem. Like, you know, the road should be safe. But I'm just like, the people, the 1% of members in this area do not care, you know, the other group of people in this area do not care about this shit. Like, they have other problems. Like, hey, I don't want to get shot. Like, hey, you know, hopefully I have enough money to, you know, buy clothes or whatever. I don't know, just very interesting dynamic to me sometimes. I just think about this stuff more as I get older.
What the fuck are you babbling about,
I think
dude?
He's babbling about that that with great money comes puny comes puny issues.
not puny. There are issues to somebody. I'm like, these are not issues that I'm worried about per se.
It's like the old saying, more money, lesser problems.
Anyways, Amos got something to say.
More money, shut the fuck up and enjoy your money.
More money, more bitching.
So speaking about more money and more problems, my week ended this morning with me needing to go to the bank to drop off the flooded basement. The check finally came for that. So we needed to get that check into an account because people are going to start looking for money for things like having cleaned up said basement pretty soon. And we got to make sure that the check has time to clear the bank so we actually have the money to pay them. But the check was big enough that our insurance company insisted on making it out to our bank. However, back in 2008, our bank was failing and merged with another bank. So it was a bit interesting, took a bit longer in the bank this morning than expected for them to try to rustle up stamps so that they could actually counterstamp this thing, because the insurance company made it out to us and a bank that no longer exists. It's like, you guys know that mortgage company is not, it's not a thing anymore, right? It's got a different name now? Like, oh, well, we have to go with what's on the original mortgage. Like, okay, you know that can change, right? Like with mergers and shit? Like, oh, your bank will figure it out. Oh, okay, I'm glad you're so confident. I'll just go there early on a Saturday. So we're running a little late recording this Tancast because I also figured, hey, I'm right over here and we need to do some grocery shopping. I can either do it right now and try to get it done quickly, or I can go home and then come back out and go grocery shopping later this afternoon and make two trips instead of one. And I decided to be good for the environment. Fuck you guys. And then about halfway through, I remembered why I don't go grocery shopping on Saturdays. Because the place was packed.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
And there were two classes of people in there. Slow elderly people and slow women with kids. And unfortunately...
Which one were you?
Well, judging from the tits, I was one of the women with kids. Fuck. Wait, fuck me. Aww. So I actually found myself starting to go down an aisle, seeing just like a backlog of people creeping down the aisle going, fuck it, I'll come back, and going to a different aisle and then coming back around. And I think the worst part of it was that it wasn't like a horror show or anything like that, but I wouldn't have said that any of the moms with the kids were necessarily MILFs. It was like, each of them may have had their own aspects of like, you know, oh, hey, there's some attractive features there and some attractive features there. But it was like going to like a Build-A-MILF workshop where like, what if I needed to take some from column A and a little from column B and that ass from column C?
I'm sorry that the women at the grocery store weren't attractive enough for you.
Well, Andy, you know what? If they're in my way,
that's
if I got
to
stand...
what they're there for, to be attractive to you.
If they're going to stand in my way...
They were just there for you to objectify them, Andy.
If they're going to stand in my way, they can goddamn well let me objectify them for a few moments.
Hey, excuse me, you're in my way. Would you mind working out a little bit more next time?
Yeah. Either
you
that...
You have a little flab in your midsection that I'm not appreciating right now.
Either that or get to the edges, uggo. And recognize who's saying this. So fix your shit or walk faster.
I think this episode should be titled White Wine.
Actually, I was going to title it Logic Is Not Going to Work on Me, because that made me laugh a lot.
Oh. My wife and I did finally watch Doubt, which had been sitting on our TiVo for I think a year and a half or something like that.
Doubt?
Movie with Meryl Streep and Amy Adams and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Viola Davis. Can't forget her.
That's not Julia and Julia.
No. No, it's...
Amy Adams and Meryl Streep have made more than one movie together?
Apparently.
Shibble my dibble.
Yeah, this one's about a... oh, holy shit, that was back from 2008.
Holy fuck.
Holy fucking shit.
Holy fuck shit ass.
Fucking holy shit cock nipples. Yeah. yeah, Meryl Streep, Phyllis Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams, Viola Davis. And a bunch of people you probably haven't heard of. But it was adapted from a play, I want to say. And, adapted and directed by the guy who wrote the play, I think. Yes, that. I just looked it up. Hooray for me! Memory. And it's about a priest and a nun at a Catholic school that he's like the priest at the church that the school is attached to, and she's the principal of the school. And she begins to suspect that he may be fondling or diddling or whatever one of the boys, or at least grooming him for it.
Oh, I remember yes. this movie. I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
It was really good. It was.
How good was it?
I have my doubts.
Oh my God, Tim. How did we even let you on this podcast?
Because you don't have the power to stop me.
I'd probably give it 3 out of 4 stars. I mean, it's Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I'm just going to keep on going.
I'm just
going
to power through my fucking review. Fuck
yeah, you know
guys.
What? Because Noah asked a question, and Tim does not have the power to stop me. I'm a freight train.
No, I approve. I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
I started watching Man with the Iron Fist. Oof. It does not look good so far.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe, but it's like a kung fu movie?
Directed by the RZA from
Oh, Wu-Tang. I thought it was the one with John Holmes and Jenna Hayes and...
No, Tim, that's the man with the fist iron.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that just seems worse. That is not at all polite to the vagina. Don't be putting any irons up in there.
Just the kung fu is not good, and the acting's not good. CGI is not great.
Ooh. I did not realize that RZA wrote and directed that.
And Quentin Tarantino is like, yes, this is a good movie. I recommend this.
I'll get right on board with this. Yeah, he appeared in one of the seasons of, the David Duchovny thing.
X-Files?
Californication. Oh.
David Duchovny, why don't you love me?
Well, I finished the Christopher Eccleston episodes of Doctor Who,
very
and I am well into David Tennant.
And how has your steaming pile of streaming been?
Great.
Excellent.
How are you enjoying the files that are X?
No.
Wait,
this would
no.
be the who that is Doctor.
The who, yes.
Yes. Doctor what?
He mentioned David Duchovny, I was thinking about the X-Files.
I enjoy it. Nothing has topped Father's Day as an episode yet. They brought back an old companion, which means nothing if you've never watched the show before now. Like, they treat it with such reverence, like, oh my gosh, it's this chick! And I'm sure if you've watched the show before, you're like, oh my gosh, it's that chick! I'm like, who is that lady?
Was that Sarah Jane? Sarah Jane Smith?
Yeah. And then they bring up questions that they then don't answer. Like, she's like, why did you... Like, the character is... I mean, spoilers.
No! God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
The character is heartbroken that the doctor abandoned her for all these years, and she's like, why'd you do that? He's like, I had to. And that's it. That's the explanation you get. Fuck off, lady.
Yep.
I often get frustrated in TV shows or movies in general where, like, they're having an argument, and the one person could say something that would explain everything that's happening, and they just don't do it. They're just like, I'm like, why don't you fucking say that thing that would just fix everything?
Because then the show will be over, Noah.
Yeah. That's just shitty writing.
It's so infuriating to be. I'm like, oh, I got kidnapped. That's why I'm late. Like, you can't just say that? You can't just blurt that out?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's like, you're late because you don't love me. No, no, honey, it's not like that. I love you. How can I prove to you that I love you? Why didn't you just tell her where you were?
Exactly.
You've got an excellent excuse and, you know, police statements to back you up.
I kind of want to power through all the episodes of Doctor Who before the 50th anniversary in November.
Well, why? And why is that?
They're doing a big 50th anniversary, like, episode special where they're bringing back, the current Doctor, Matt Smith, mm-hmm. and the guy I'm watching, David Tennant, are going to interact together. And I guess one of the other classic Doctors, Matt Smith, is also going to be in it. And I feel like... They say it's good for longtime fans of the show and for people just jumping on board, but I imagine it's going to spoil a ton of shit.
Possibly, but sometimes those specials that they do, like the Christmas special, sometimes they get a little spoilery. There have been several of them that are almost like standalones. Like, you can just watch this. I don't know what's going on, but I'm enjoying it. It's charming.
Well, just the fact that they said, and they're bringing the companion Rose back. I'm like, okay, Rose leaves. I already can tell you've already spoiled something for me.
Yes, this is true. Rose has not made it all the way to the point where, like, we're current.
Fucking A.
You'll get used to that.
No, I will not. Ah.
Okay. What was that, Tim?
Ah. still feel like they don't have a good stranglehold on the rules of time travel, however.
I don't know that they're going to fix that for you. Sorry.
All right. This show is going to have flaws, and I'm going to have to learn to live with it.
Yep. It's like the technobabble in Star Trek.
I said that, didn't I, Tim?
You did. You were watching, I believe it was Supernatural or one of the shows about an alien invasion that all premiered that season. And you're like, this has plot holes, and I'm going to have to learn to live with it. As it turns out, no, you're not. Canceled.
Yeah. Oh, Supernatural's canceled?
Is it not?
No, Supernatural's got another season.
Oh, well, whatever it was. I don't remember what this show was. It may not have been Supernatural.
Yeah, Supernatural's been on, like, fucking forever. 8 or 9 seasons now. Maybe 10. Maybe 11.
You're still watching it, right, Andy?
Maybe 23. Yes, I am. And the thing is like, I feel like I want them to do one more season, and that's it. And it's not like I'm not sick of the show. Still love the show. Still love the interactions. Thought they could have jumped the shark last season because they kind of brought in, like, some new ideas about, like, the history, like, predating these guys and, like, what else has gone on with, like, other hunters and you know, people who are monster hunting. That's what I mean by hunter. Not somebody who goes out, like, you know, oh, I'm going to get a deer.
There's a deer.
It's like, even though they kind of added some extra stuff to the lore, I didn't feel like it was just like, well, let's tack some other shit on because they've already fought the devil, and fuck, where do we go from there? Which they really could have. It really could have gone downhill like that. But the show, it's been going for so long. They've got so much stuff that's going on. It's like, I don't want to watch it peter out. I want them to, like, take... Like, hey, what is every awesome thing that we were about to do that we kind of had an idea for? And let's just cram it all into one last season and go out with a bang.
Really? That's, like, what you want?
Yeah, I do. I want that because I feel like the show's gone on for long enough. I feel like I have enjoyed the show. I feel like I'm ready to say goodbye to the show. And again, not because I'm sick of the show, but I'm fearful that if they keep on going, that it's going to be like X-Files. It's going to be like, well, let's replace all of the principal characters and pretend that you still give a shit.
But you don't think, like, jamming, like, that would just over, like, there'd be too much, right? Like, if they, I mean, I don't know how many ideas they have, but, like, you know, like, you don't think it would be like, oh, you tried to do too much in this last season.
I feel like, you know, if they're going to do, let's say, 22 episodes, that they could do, you know, like, 11 Monster of the Weeks and 11, like, big myth arc, like, overriding. You know, so, like, they do one to, like, set up what the arc for the whole thing is going to be, and then, like, 2 Monsters of the Week, and then another one that comes back to the arc. And then towards the end, it's just, like, finish up that arc, and it's, like, and this is fucking it. Yes, they fought the devil. Yes, they fought the Leviathans. Yes, they did this. Yes, they did that. You know, they've been to hell and back, literally, and whatever. But, like, this is really it. The show's ending, and you know that this is going to be their big final battle. Or even not, like, this is going to be their big final battle, but this is going to be the last one that we show you guys. And, you know, maybe there's graphic novels or whatever to get the really hardcore fans later on. But like, and now you know, kind of like they did with Deep Space Nine. Like, I thought the last season of Deep Space Nine was really well handled that way. Tim can feel free to meh all he wants about it.
Both the brothers are still around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have not watched that show in a very long time.
I'm pretty sure we'd stop watching the show if they got rid of one of the brothers, because that was kind of the thing that got us in, was, like, just the relationship between those two actors.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed very...
Yeah.
Very brotherly.
Oh, yeah.
Brotherly love,
no,
if you will.
No, see, that's the thing, is people write, like, there's fans out there who write Sam and Dean slash fic, and that's...
Oh, I know.
Tim's a prolific author.
I'm like the J.K. Rowling of Supernatural slash fic.
Forgeticus!
Incesticus!
Oh. Dean's cock heaved in the moonlight.
Sorry, I just pictured that title as the episode. That is the episode title. People are like, what's Incesticus? Forget it. I don't want to listen.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, we also finished Big C, which I guess was the last quote unquote season was really like a mini series, but that was a Showtime show about cancer. So, yes. Yeah, that was great for us to watch now.
Mm.
I feel like it could go either way. It could go be like, oh, this is too close to home, or it could be like therapeutic. Like that's how I feel.
It went back and forth between those two things for like the last four episodes. Because it's like, okay, we watched the first one or two of those last four before David passed. And then, like, we watched the first one before David passed. Tried to watch the second one, like, right after he passed, like, that weekend. Just, like, not thinking about it. And, like, we started it and was like, nope. This hurts. Yeah, so it was good. Like, the show overall was good. There was a couple of times over the course of the couple of dozen episodes where it felt like they kept giving Laura Linney these, like, I'm going to tell you off because I have cancer, and that means I don't have to play by society's rules anymore. But there was
society.
Yeah, but there was enough times where it was like she would tell someone off, and someone else would be like, "No, fuck you! Just because you have cancer doesn't mean that you suddenly get to like be a fucking wrecking ball in everyone's lives, upending everything." I get you've got limited time left for bullshit, but don't be a bitch.
Nah, be a bitch.
Yeah. Overall, though, good show. Oliver
Platt.
That's
what we all should
do. Always fun to watch. And the guy who played her brother, I had to look up his name just now, John Benjamin Hickey. He's been a bunch of small roles in a bunch of other shit. That dude is funny.
Mostly known for the marks he leaves on women's necks.
Yep. Named for him, actually. Benjamin's.
Oh my god, Tim. Tim.
This is why we have less than 200 listeners.
Tim, you know, the funny part is, he's gay. I don't know why I felt the need to whisper it. I just felt like more special doing it that way.
He's gay.
Don't tell anybody.
If you say it three times, he will appear.
And the wind whispers, gay.
Nothing about that.
Do-do.
Say it three times, suck your dick.
I heard you, Tim.
I heard you. So, I just didn't give a shit.
I downloaded the Snapchat app.
Oh, yes.
And I started... Like, so my sister started Snapchatting me, and at first I thought she was sending me, like, little personalized Snapchats, and then I realized today, I'm like, oh no, I think she's sending these to all her friends.
Sad. You know, like, what you should do? Send her a dick pic that expires in 10 seconds.
It's terrible.
He needs more than 10 seconds.
No, I didn't even say it needs to be his dick pic. Just needs to be a dick. Actually, you put underneath it, is this me? ??
Oh, that would be hilarious. Just scrolling. I'd have to send like 50 Snapchats just to get the whole thing.
50 Snapchats with 3-second expirations.
But it's just like, I almost felt like, you know, like if you're, like I heard the story of this dad who thought LOL, he was texting with his, I think his son, thought meant lots of love. So he would send like texts out to people like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, your grandmother passed, LOL.
I think I've seen a lot of those on like fail booking and whatnot.
It's just like, I felt like that for a moment. I'm like, oh wait, I forgot you could send these Snapchats to a bunch of different people. Oh well.
You know who that reminds you, or who that reminds me of?
I don't.
Who's that?
Obviously didn't make it out of first grade either. I sewer the epitome of the C word.
That's from my blog.
It is.
That's Crazy Green Lady.
It is. She's so crazy.
Did you see the thing about where Sarah Silverman reposted, like retweeted somebody who said like sperm have a sense of smell, and then her response in the same retweet, Sarah Silverman wrote, "Masturbation is murder. Start legislation." And the lady tweets back like, "Are you saying that men should be outlawed for masturbating? Because I'd rather have some psycho masturbating than raping somebody." I'm like, and feel the wind as the joke goes over her head.
No, I think it went right through the empty space between her ears, Tim.
Anyway, that's when I was like, oh, I get it. You're just a humorless husk of a human being who doesn't get jokes.
Yeah, well, she does post all over the place about how she's disabled, so I think it may
be. It could be Jimmy Kimmel, by the way.
It could be.
Oh,
it could be.
That was awesome!
It was. I saw it on Reddit, and then I was pooping last weekend, and I heard my wife, like, yelling from the other room, like, no, she's not really on fire. She's okay. And realize, oh, she just saw that with our son.
For a second, I thought they had re-edited the video and somehow CGI'd it or recreated it.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Tosh does that stuff all the time.
He does.
Yes. That, and so that's what I thought was happening. And I was like, oh, wait, no, they set this up.
Yep.
What was awesome for me is I had never actually watched the video. So I was like I'm one of those people on the internet who didn't get suckered in by it. I would see it every so often, like, worst twerky fail ever. I'm like, all right, well, I don't care. Because, you know, that's my general status on internet videos for the most part. Oh, don't care. Nope. Don't bring that over here. I don't care. Don't send me that link. I don't care. Is that going to take up some of my time?
So true. It's so true.
And then I see, like, then all of a sudden it just starts, like, I see people like, fuck Jimmy Kimmel. I'm like, why? Why are we fucking Jimmy Kimmel? And then he's turns out to be fake. I was like, oh, now you got me. Watch. Excellent. That's it.
And there you go.
You know what? I don't know if we explained it. There was the worst, the twerking fail where this girl is twerking on the door. Someone opens it. She falls onto a glass table and her pants catch on fire. And I guess that caught fire around the internet for a while. Yep. And then it turned out Jimmy Kimmel had set the whole thing up with the stunt woman, and it was fake. And he revealed it on his show after a bunch of news outlets had already posted it as, like, you know, like, or, you know, talked about it, like, oh my gosh, look at this, the twerking is dangerous. Ah, Miley Cyrus is to blame. Ah.
And it was such, like, a slow, like, you know, oh, we just set this video up, and then we just let it do its thing, and it's just like, fuck, that's beautiful.
It was.
Yes. He just set it out in the wilderness and didn't tweet about it. He didn't post about it. He didn't talk about it on a show. He's like, just let it happen. Just let it happen.
Did you see the video Spider of the guy web. Waking up and seeing his hot wife?
No.
Oh, so this guy supposedly wakes up from surgery, and he doesn't remember who his wife. He goes, "Who are you? You're hot." It's like, "I'm your wife." He's like, "Are you kidding me? You're married to me?"
That's certainly something I could see doing to troll my wife.
It's pretty funny.
Who are you? I'm your wife. Why? Oh, shit. I just realized that could sound really bad. I meant, like, why are you married to me?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my gosh. You found it, Tim?
I found it. Well, I don't know if it's the one.
Oh, and they didn't turn the camera right. So maybe it is a real video.
Maybe. Oh, they did the vertical thing?
Yeah.
My wife loves to take videos like that.
Oh, my wife, too. I'm like, oh, she tells me that I yell at her for taking pictures like that. I do not. I don't give a shit, because pictures can be landscape or portrait. That's fine. Videos are never, ever, ever portrait. Ever. Ever, 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 ever.
Here's one thing. This is the only video they have.
Oh, so this could be fake as well, is your thought?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. It's still funny, though. I will say it's still funny, fake or not. It's just like, if he is acting, he's pulling it off well. He's like, what? Really? And he's like, at one point, he's like, turn around. Like he wanted to see her backside.
Have you guys seen the vertical video syndrome PSA?
Yes. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
I have not. I've seen, there's this little GIF, or not GIF, but just like image of, like, look at this. This is what a television looks like. Do you ever put your television like this? No. So hold your camera like this.
But, I mean, so here's the thing. And especially learning this from using Instagram. People just want to capture shit. Not everybody. Yeah. A lot of people just want to capture shit, and they don't give a fuck if it looks good or not. Like, they just want to capture the moment. Like, you know, I have a video, I'm going to make a video of this. Well, I have a picture,
the way I see it, if you're going to capture the moment, be prepared to play it back. Turn your phone 90 degrees, fix that shit.
I agree, but I'm just saying, like, people don't care about that shit.
Well, it's like, I want to capture this moment, but never watch it again. So I don't give a shit that it's going to look like crap if I try to move it on to, like, my computer or show it at a party on, you know, a video screen or something like that. I mean, I guess if it's like, well, I'm just going to watch this on my phone and I'm just going to hold my phone vertically still. And if other people want to see it, I'll hand them my phone.
Yeah, man, that's how it works.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
Or if you want to see a video that's in the proper format, you could go to youtube.com/TimBabComedian, and you can check out my New Kingdom Comedy, where I'm actually interviewing the actual Goofy and Donald.
I've been meaning to watch that. I saw your tweets.
To it.
I saw your tweets to Goofy. I was like, oh, scrotum.
Scrotum, scrotum.
Scrotum, 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 scrotum,
scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum
Doesn't Noah need to get going?
Yeah,
I do.
All right, well, let's fucking sign off.
Okay, well, I was going to ask if we could pause for 3 minutes. Never mind. Well, tell the story later. Bye-bye.
What story is this? Tell you a little story.
The one that I meant to tell 2 weeks ago when I told the teary story of cancer death. But it is that I'm always surprised at, like, how razor-thin, like, sanity is. Because I found out that that David, as he was taking, like, the pain meds and as the cancer was, like, starting to spread and whatever, it was either the meds making him loopy or the cancer affecting his brain, or both. But apparently he got, like weird and a little paranoid as the months went by. Even got to the point where, like, they had to, like, his wife had to hide his cell phone and all the knives in the house. Because she caught him a couple of times, like, making phone calls to people who weren't there, being like, I think they're watching me, I can't talk now. And, like, she'd go check the phone, like, he didn't dial anyone.
Wow.
So, and then apparently, like, when he was in the hospital and they'd kicked his meds up, like, even higher because, you know, he was on the downward path. Like, I guess he was having, like, a more active day, but, like, the meds had, like really made him loopy. And the doctor came in and he said something to the doctor, like, this is a really nice place, but is the path clear for my escape? And the doctor's like, what? He's like, well, I noticed that there's an emergency exit down at the end. So I figure if I get down that hall, I can get out. And it's like, wait, are you not happy here? And the wife's like, no, don't worry about that.
That's what he said. Don't worry about that?
Yeah.
The wife said it.
The wife said that. Yeah. Yeah, because of the whole, like, being at home and making the phone calls about, like, they're monitoring me and, like, you know, checking around corners and shit like that. And then I guess, like, a friend had come to visit them while they were at home, and, like, the friend left the room or David left the room. I'm getting the story, like, fourth hand, so I could be fucking up details. But David said something to him about, like you really need to go or you're going to get cut or something like that. Like he didn't recognize his friend anymore and was like, you better get your ass out of my house, stranger, or I'm going to have to take care of shit. I was like, man, the meds were fucking with him and the cancer was fucking with him, but that dude was a Marine all the way to the core. It's like, I don't like this place I'm in. I'm going to escape. I don't know who you are. I'm going to fucking stab you. I was talking to my brother about that. He's like, I feel like these are the kinds of stories where it's like, it's sort of funny, like, wow, that sure was wacky. After the fact, and probably was like, holy shit, while you were actually living with him and this was happening. Like, yeah, I think that's probably true. And so it's weird, like, you know, tiny little things can just, like, completely fuck up your sanity. And I thought that was odd and worth sharing. So on that note, we hope you've enjoyed this tiny little thing called Tancast.
I often wonder, like, if I'm going crazy, would I know it?
You know, I wonder the same thing. It's like, how would, like, you objectively know?
I figure that if I was going crazy, people around me would tell me.
Yeah, but would you believe them?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Don't fuck with me like that.
That was a question.
Now I'm like, fuck, you're like, wait, am I crazy or are they crazy? Like, oh, shit, man. It's got to be fucked up to be crazy.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if you have something that causes, you know, hallucinations or, like, false memories or forgetfulness or whatever, and so, like, you're just disoriented or you're hearing things that aren't there, can you objectively test that the perceptions that you're having, well, the processing of your perception is valid, like, actually matches the inputs? Like, is there a way for you to go, there's probably nobody across the street screaming for me to come over. There's probably no fire. I'm probably not smelling anything, because no one else is reacting.
Oh, it'd be awesome to fuck with someone like that. Someone thought they were questioning their sanity, and then just set a fire, and nobody react to it.
You mean gaslighting them?
Yes.
I remember when Bodysnatchers came out. Like, it'd be fucked up if, like, you and a bunch of other people to just, like, pretend like you're body snatchers, so someone walks up and you all just scream it, like, like you would just lose your shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
My high school physics teacher told a story about how he had he'd been out, like, in the middle of, like, fucking nowhere because his girlfriend, like, lived out on a farm or ranch or something like that, and he'd gone over to her place and watched Invasion of the Body Snatchers for the first time with all the people screaming and everything. And he was walking down their long-ass driveway out to the road where he'd left his car, because it was easier than like trying to back his car down the driveway with like the pastures on both sides or something like that. And as he's walking down, he didn't know this at the time, but apparently when rabbits are like startled, they will scream. And it is a horrifying sound. And he startled a rabbit in the middle of the night and just about shat himself. That is probably the most powerful a rabbit has ever been. That's valid. I will give you that shitting yourself. I will not mock you for that, because I'm pretty sure dark, middle of nowhere, and something starts screaming after just watching Body Snatchers. Yeah, I'd lose my shit.
Mock!
Alright, people.
Adios.
Remember, never trust white wine.
This week, you're doing it like an author, quote unquote.
And this week I hate parsing things that don't have any punctuation in it for fucking meaning. Wait. I want to amend that. This week I hate parsing things without any meaning in them for meaning.
Alright. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast. When you say quote unquote at the end, that means you're mocking it, right? Like you're like supposedly.
Right.
Okay.
Because technically, aren't you supposed to say like, because quote, blah, 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 unquote?
Yeah.
Right. That's how it's normally supposed to be.
Yeah.
But when you say quote unquote at the end, you're just like, oh, by the way, I just put that in quotes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
By the way, I am using that word because someone else used it, not because I believe in the veracity of that claim.
Or you could say it like Andy does, with all the words.
All the words.
Andy will even shove a few more words in there just in case. All right.
All right.
All right.